Okay, so basically the mitzvah, we're discussing the sugya of Purva. Okay, Purva is to have kids. And min HaTorah, Purva is to have a son and a daughter. Thanks, Yonah. So min HaTorah, Purva, you yotzi Purva when you have a son and a daughter. Okay? But, midirabanan, at least the way we hold midirabanan, the halacha is that you should not stop having kids until, as long as you have the ability, the koach, whatever that means. Okay, we should basically keep having kids. Okay? Fine. That's a drabanan. That's Darwin. Now, what's the source? Why is that? What's the sense of that Darwin? So, there's two that we dealt with last time. There's like contradictory reasons. So, the Gemara is Rabbi Yeshua's position. It turns out the Mishnah holds there's no Darwin. The Mishnah holds Daraisa, that's it. Once he has Daraisa, nothing. But the Gemara holds then others Darwin. Okay? Which means even after you have Daraisa, you have to still keep having kids. Why? So, Rabbi Yeshua says because there's a pasuk in the Kohelas, it says, in the morning, babokas ra'as aracha, in the morning you should plant your seed, and in the evening you should not cease, you should keep planting again, because you never know which will succeed. And if they both succeed, then great. So it means like a farmer plants in both parts of the planting season, because you never know, the rain, different factors out of his control. Similarly, the nimshal is with regard to having kids. Rashi says, you never know which kid will end up being a kasher, yari shemayim, so you basically, if they keep having kids, okay, you don't stop. Even though technically, midiraisa yotze once you have a boy and a girl, but there's a greater objective involved in building Klal Yisrael, Yerei Shemayim, and you never know. Look, the best parents, whatever you do, but you still don't know. So that's largely out of your control, and therefore, the mitzvah is to play the odds, have more kids. Okay, the Rambam brings down this halacha. He says, "Mitzvah midiraisa to keep having kids." But he doesn't quote that reason. He says, because kolan mosif nefesh achas mi Yisrael, kilu bana olam. Anyone who adds one nefesh in Klal Yisrael, it's as if he's building the world. Okay? He's building the whole world. Which is a totally different reason. Right? Totally different reason. So on the surface, the question is, what's Ram doing? He's paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. That's the only position the Gemara holds it. You have to have more kids. But he's breaking down a different reason. So how do you justify the fact that there's two totally different reasons? Fine. So that we explained. So we said is like this, is that, let's just start with the Rambam. Sounds funny, sounds a little fluffy, as if you have one kid, you're building a world. You just have one kid, are you building a world? The one kid is in a world, right? Kids are good. So we said that the mitzvah of Purvu is based upon, there's a pasuk. Pasuk says, lo sohu varaha, la shavas yitzara. Means God didn't create the world to be empty, but he created it to be populated. Okay, that's the objective of the Bria, is to, the world should be populated. And how did he do it? He didn't create a billion people. He created two people. And through those two people, the whole world gets built. And then through Noah, the whole world got built. So the mitzvah of each person in Puravu is, and that pasuk is used throughout the Puravu all over the place. So the mitzvah of Puravu is to populate the world. Now, you do your part through having a son and daughter, and generations down the line, it results in tons of kids, right? So now, any one kid that you add, you may say, look, I'm just having one additional kid. But every kid is a furtherance of that mitzvah, of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of building a world. Okay, it doesn't mean a kid is like a world because he feels any special. It doesn't mean that. It means,
according to the Rambam, then you should have to make sure that there's another girl. Because if it's uneven, then you're just having kids.
That's
no
true. Right. But the thing is, like, they end up evening out in the world. You know what I mean? Like, your son isn't going to marry your daughter. So just, like, overall, the idea is that each person, boy or girl, is going to end up. It's a good question why the deraisa is boy and a girl. But that's, like, the basic given is, like, one of each. But then the mitzvah is further. The idea of whatever child furthers that objective in the world. You know what I mean? So that just says, keep having kids. The more kids you have. And there is no limit. It's not like have one more pair. It's just, he's saying, look, keep having it. Even though the deraisa, and this is what we explained, is that even though min haTorah, and this is what we said, min haTorah really, the concept of Purva really doesn't have a limit. It's not like you do two and then that's it. The concept lends itself to having more and more kids, because the idea is you're building the world, and the more kids, the more building. But the deraisa is like a shear. It says once you have two, that's it. You're not chayev to keep on going further. If you do, great, it's a game. But you're not chayev. The Rabbanan were mechayev you. They said, don't stop at where you yotzei min haTorah, but keep involving yourself in that kiyam dera. It's a kiyam in the deraisa. So it's an added enhancement, but the Rabbanan are saying is you chayiv to go for that enhancement than to keep going. So that's the way the Ram is saying. But we said, aye, but what about the Gemara? The Gemara says different reasons. So he said, is that you could ask a question that was, why should the Rabbanan do that? After all, look, the Torah says, you don't say. So what did the Rabbanan have to be so machmir and say, keep having more? The Torah says that's enough. Right? Why should they do that? So he said that the Gemara is saying the reason why they did it, which is that in Puravu, the idea is, part of the idea of Puravu is to build Kal Yisrael. And in building Kal Yisrael is that you can have two kids, and you can have two kids, but you may, kids don't always work out exactly to be a kasher, just the probabilities are such, and especially throughout times of Galus where Jews are being killed, and the idea is you want to maintain the Mesorah, and you want to maintain Kal Yisrael, so therefore if everyone sticks at the limit, so then you risk losing the Torah. So the thing is the Rabbanon saw fit to be mechayev you to go further, and to keep having more kids. But that alone, the Rambam interprets, that's like the Tam HaDavar. The reason why the Rabbanon wanted to be mechayev you is because of that. But halachically, you're yotzei. You're already yotzei, so how could they just be mechayev you? You're already yotzei the mitzvah. So they're just making up a new mitzvah. So he said is that that's where the Rambam comes in, is that the way, there's the reason why they were mechayev you, and then how they were mechayev you. The way in which they did it is they said since deoraisa, it lends itself to further kiyam, to further fulfillment, to being more machmir. You're not chayev to, but it does lend itself. It's not like a mitzvah, once you do it, that's it, it's all over. But it lends itself to going further. The Rabbanon, because of this idea of a building Kal Yisrael, they were mechayev you to do the to not stop when you have the deraisa, but to keep, to fulfill, to they took the kiyam deraisa, that was the fulfillment, they were mechayev you to do it.
So you're good if you have boy and a girl?
Deraisa. Deraisa, you're good if you have a boy and a girl. Deraisa, if you had more, it would be good, it would be a kiyam.
Do you get another mitzvah for having another kid? Do you get another mitzvah per kid?
No, I don't think so. I think the way it works in the Rabbanon, the way he formulates the Rabbanon is not exactly in that way. It's the mitzvah of the Rabbanon is that you don't stop and as long as you have the power. You know what I mean? So it's not like you get an additional thing. It's like the Deraisa, Yotzei, but then the Rabbanon is not to keep having more and more and more. It's to so not it's, stop.
If you stop after two, a boy and a girl, then you go to Deraisa, but if you stop, then you get... Right.
Then you're not following the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. If you have the ability to have more kids and you say, you know what, I'm just going to stop it here. So then you're violating the mitzvah of the Rabbanon.
Is ability only physical ability or not?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. That's like we get into psach questions about. I don't know. The Ram, we just learned the Ram, he leaves the vague. He says, I could see him mean physical ability. I would think it should include monetary. I think the idea is you're not just being, this is the way I interpret it. But I didn't look into, the post-com, but I interpret it as means, you're not just saying, I'm not in the mood to have kids. It's not for me. That's, you have no right to do that. But if you're doing it because you don't have the ability, whatever. It means there's a good excuse. It's not just because I don't feel like it. It's because there's a reason. You don't have the koach, you can't afford it, you're not going to have the ability to raise them, you're not strong, you're weak, you're psychologically unable, whatever it is, But it can't just be because I'm not in the mood, I don't want to. I envision having three kids in my family, and that's all I'm done. You're not allowed. Deraisa, you could say that. But the Rabbanon are saying is no. The mitzvah is that you should not stop as long as you have the kavah.
That's the mitzvah of Puravu?
Midrabbanon. Yeah. The mitzvah of the Rabbanon is to not. That's the way they're on for it. It's the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Shelo yivatel kol zman sheyesh b'kavah. Let me see. Shelo. Yeah, shaloyivata melifros alirbos kozman sheish b'kach. Yep, that you don't stop as long as you have the kach. Yeah. Okay, so that's the difference. That's the difference between the Rambam and the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you the reason for the halacha, and the Rambam is telling you halachically how the Rabbanan set it up. What they did is they built upon the deraisa. Okay, they said. Because again, having more kids min haTorah is a kiyam. It is a fulfillment, a further fulfillment. The Rabbanon just said you chayev to go for that fulfillment. Okay. So what we left with last time, and there's a question, is that this is all according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that there is a mitzvah Rabbanon. But the Chachamim, the Mishnah, it's not Mishnah, doesn't hold by the Rabbanon. They hold that that's it. Deraisa, once you've done Deraisa, there's nothing more to do. So we wanted to know, so how do we understand the machlokas, the basis of that machlokas, about whether there's a darabanan or not? It's like, usually those are funny kinds of questions. Like, what's one side says darabanan didn't come along, the other side they didn't come along. Like, what's that? What's the basis for such a machlokas? Okay. Okay, so I'm not saying good. Is that the question is there, so we're learning, is in the deoraisa. What is the pasuk says, like Yaakov mentioned, the pasuk says peruvim. Peruvim umaluas haaretz, right? To fill the world. But we know that the deoraisa has only two kids. So how do you understand that? Is it pshat?
It will fill the world.
So is the pshat that the mitzvah really is to have two kids? Okay, which eventually, because those two kids eventually fill the world. But it's as if the pasuk said, have a son and daughter. Okay, that's the mitzvah, really. The mitzvah is have a son and daughter. Okay.
Or is it like the mindset that you're starting off the mitzvah filling the world?
Yeah, or right. Is the mitzvah really filling the world? And the Torah just said that how much do you have to do? So it says, once you have two, that's enough. The mitzvah is really filling the world. But it's like, the Torah says the minimum amount of filling the world, which you have to do, is two. But it's two as the beginning of a process of filling the world. So, or the other way, again, the other way is the mitzvah is to have two. And filling the world is just like the reason for it, the ultimate idea behind it. But halachically, the mitzvah is to have two kids.
According to the second way, it sounds like it's more of like a mitzvah for everybody.
If you say that it's... if you say which way? The two or...
That it's like to fill the world and just the two is like the minimum.
Yeah, for everybody.
Right, it's like more like togetherness.
Oh, and Klai Yisrael.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so if you learn that way, that the mitzvah really is to fill the world and two is just the Torah setting the minimum, so then if I would have three or four or five or six, then that would be a greater kiyum, a greater fulfillment. So then there's room to say with the Rabbanan, but the Torah says you're potter, that once you have two, but the Rabbanan could step in and say, go further. Because it's a kiyum. The Torah lends itself, the Minot Torah lends itself to having a further. Because that's what the Torah is, to fill the world. It just two is the minimum, but the Torah is the Rabbanan Mechayiv, you don't stop at the minimum. But if you learn that the mitzvah is have two kids, okay, and the idea of Peruvu is just like the Tamadav or the reasoning behind the mitzvah, because those two kids will end up producing the world. But the mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter. So then once I'm Yosef the mitzvah, there's no room for the Rabban to extend it. Then the Raisa, that's it. There's nothing more after two kids. It
depends where you learn the number two from. The Torah doesn't specifically say it out, two. If they would say two, then you're not allowed to add, so you wouldn't add. But if we're learning it out from... It depends.
Well, it's learned from. It's learned from Briyasa Shalom, from the fact that God created two. So it's not clear from that. You can't tell.
So then you should be able to add then, because it's not specific to Pru or Hu. It's not specific to those actual words in that actual.
Right, but what I'm saying is what the machlokas is based upon how they understand when the Torah. When we do learn from Bava Mechava that mitzvah is two. But I'm saying is there's two ways to conceptually understand what that idea of two is. To formulate the mitzvah deoraisa of two. One way is that it's just the minimum, but the mitzvah really is a general mitzvah and lends itself to hosafa. In which case, the Rabbanan are just telling you, go for that hosafa, which is already a kiyum in the deoraisa anyways. Whereas if you learn the other way, the mitzvah is two. That's what it means. When you learn from Briyas Sholom, it means the mitzvah is not filling the world. That's not your job. Your job isn't filling the world. Your job is, each person's job is to have two kids. And through that, the whole world will be full. So then if that's the case, then the Raisa is, let's say, according to that way, the Mishnah, if we formulate the mitzvah is to have two kids, let's say I decided to have 10 kids. Would it be any better?
No,
because I had two kids. So then the Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon wanted to then come along, then they would have to say, look, you go to the Raisa, we want to create a brand new mitzvah from scratch. That the Rabbanan didn't do. The Rabbanan didn't extend the Deoraisa. So if you learn the Deoraisa lends itself to extension, that's the way the Rishu is learning. That the Deoraisa is to have a lot of kids, to fill the world, two is a minimum, then the Deoraisa lends itself to extension, the Rabbanan extended the Deoraisa. But again, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that the Deoraisa is, so Chum Mishnah holds, the Raisa is have two kids. There's no expense. There's no room for extension. That is it. I'm Yosef
the Mitzvah. The question is if it's a minimum or if it's just...
Exactly. Exactly. Is it a minimum or is that the very definition of what the Mitzvah is? Exactly. What's that? question. So according to the slide, it says the mitzvah is just have two kids, the Mishnah. So then I'd say, look, Yishev Olam or filling the world, Los Ovaro, that's all like philosophy. That's all, look, it's nice, it's a good idea, God created the world to be able to populate it, but that's not the mitzvah for it. That's, look, it's a nice idea, but there's not a mitzvah. There's things which are important, they're good ideas, but it's not a halachic mitzvah. Like the Torah says, "Pruvim lo zvichiv shua," to conquer the world means conquer the world, to develop scientific science and technology, and that's all part of populating the world, you know, conquering the world. But that's not a mitzvah, it's not a tzuras mitzvah. That's just the philosophy of the mitzvah. So it's important, but there's no room for that in the Deraisa or in the Derabbanan. So that you'd relegate that to like philosophy. Whereas the other position, the way we hold, is that the idea of having many kids or filling the world is actually the mitzvah. It just the Torah put a minimum and says you're yotze atim. But then the Rabbanan say, oh, but since the Deraisa lends itself to further kiyum, the Rabbanan machayv you in that further kiyum. You know, so it's like what's interesting is like so they both would agree the Rabbanan would like to do that. You know, it would be a nice idea to say, listen, we're worried about Klal Yisrael and tell me the Chum and Yerush Mayim. But the Rabbanan can't just do, in general, they don't just do anything. They work within the Deraisa structure. So based on how they understand the Deraisa structure, it lends itself to the Rabbanan stepping in or not. You know, so it's, you see, like, it's a more enlightening than just saying, as one said, they felt like did, or, you know what I mean? It's like, you feel like you have insight into what's going on. Could be the Mishnah would hold. There could be a philosophical idea of Bokezoros Zarecha, realizing that we're trying to build Klal Yisrael, and I care about Klal Yisrael, and I want to have Yerush Mayim, and it's a nice idea to have a lot of kids. But again, that would also just be philosophy. I'd be following Kohelas. I'm just learning Pesukim in Kohelas, and I'm being an intelligent person about having kids. I want to have kids who are Yerush Mayim. Fine, that's all philosophy. But that's not the mitzvah. So, of course, if you hold the deoraisa is have two kids, then everything else is not. There's no. I'm not obligated. I'm not bound because there's no mitzvah of deoraisa any further. There's no kiyum deoraisa. There's no deorabanan any further. That's what our Mishnah held. But the Gemara says the Mesnisin look Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, and we hold not like the Mishnah. We hold that the mitzvah is like Rabbi Yeshua. That the midrash there is deorabanan. So the deoraisa is formulated in a way that lends itself to the deorabanan coming in. Good? So now what we're going to do is this question that comes up about a Torah, selling a Sefer Torah. So in general, the principle is you can't sell a Sefer Torah but for two things. For learning Torah and for kids. And for marrying a wife, which is in turn having kids. Okay? So the question is, what about if you want to, let's say you already have kids. Let's say you already have kids. So now you want to have more kids, which is the Rabbanan.
Sell the Torah.
So do you sell the Torah for the Rabbanan now? Okay. So the Gemara, so this is what we're going to do with the Rashi. It's Machlokes Rishonim, it turns out. That's
we hold
what
we're like
doing.
Don't we?
Yeah, we hold that there is a Rabbanan. But just because there is a Rabbanan doesn't mean that you have a right to sell the Torah for a Rabbanan.
Well, we have a mitzvah to listen to Rabbanan.
That's true. That's true. But still, like the idea is, like in general, Kiddush Sefer Torah is you're not allowed to sell it. But under certain things could push that aside. So you could learn that it's only the mitzvah deoraisa of Peruvah which pushes aside, not the mitzvah derabanan. Or you could say, look, you could say what you're saying, yeah, look, Peruvah is Peruvah, and across the board. That's we're going to look at it inside, but that's the basic gist of the Machlokes Rishonim. Okay? So, because our Gemara says, see, here's where it gets started, because our Gemara says that the nafkamina is limkar sefer Torah v'shul banan. Okay, it basically says that if you don't have any kids, so then you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah for kids. If you don't already have kids, I'm sorry, I already did if you don't, right? If you do already have kids, so then you don't have a right to. Okay, that's what Agamara, that's open in Agamara. But the question is that's in the early stage of Agamara, where the Gemara is trying to explain the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is not, holds there's no Derabbanan. But then on the next Amma, the next Af, the Gemara says that it brings in the position of Rabbi Yoshua, who holds that there's a mitzvah derabanan. So the question is now that you have Rabbi Yoshua, is that off? Do you say, and there's the Mishnah, the Gemara was definitely saying that you don't have a right to sell Sefer Torah for more kids. But was that only because that was the Gemara that was going on the Mishnah, the Tana, the Mishnah, who held that there is no derabanan? But Rabbi Yeshua will say that you do have a right to sell it because it's the Mishnah.
Are you saying that even if it goes?
So we say, yeah, that's going to everybody. He said it's going to everybody. So let's look at the Rosh inside. The Rosh is on Kuf Lamed on the days. Okay, Kuf Lamed on the days. It's in Simen Tas. Masnisan, so I'm in the Rosh. Masnisan, so it's in the middle of those tasks. It says, Masnisan, look, Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, so this is the Gemara. This is all from the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer. No, so you should be able to do so. You say, Yeshua is new. So if you have a wife when you're young, you should have another wife when you're old. How you love one to be able to do so. You love one to be new, so you should have kids when you're old. Shenamar, Bokez Rosa Rechel, Erev Al Tanach Yedecha. Amar of Masna, Halacha, Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The Han Mil, so the Rabbanon. So the Rosh is talking now that when we say this halacha, this pasuk, learn from Kabbalah to have more kids, that's the Rabbanon. Aba deoraisa, kiven sheyesh lo zachar and a keva, kiven peraverga. Okay, once you had a zachar and keva, you'll say. Okay, now it says, b'cholas varim kasev, masis and delik revisho. So in all of our girsos in the Gemara, it says the Mishnah is not revisho. Rav alpas lo kasev. Rav's girsos, he didn't have that the Mishnah is not revisho. Didn't have that part. He just has the sheet of revisho. As if they go together. Vehevi al masnisan, and he brings on the Mishnah, the lo yivat odin per revya, me'emer de Rav Nachman. He brings down the sheet of Rav Nachman, the asr lamar below isha, af bishyesh lo kaman bonim. That he says is asr to have, to stay single, even if you have kids, you still have to have more kids. Okay, mashma de svira lay, the isa al masnisan, udur of Yeshua. Okay, Uder of Nachman. So it seems like it's a little bit in the Chesed of the Gemara, but basically it sounds like he holds their ultra. He holds like the Deoraisa, we hold like the Mishnah, we hold like the Rabbanon, everything. There's no machlokas, basically. There's no machlokas. Okay, even the Mishnah holds that you have to have more kids. But still, look in the Farsha Shaz, Nafka Mina Limkar Sefer Torah. And still the Gemara says that there's the Nafka Mina vis-a-vis selling Sefer Torah. Kilomar, what does that mean? La'olam yeshol dikachisha masbanim k'Rav Yeshua. Really, Rav Yeshua is right that you should try to marry a woman who could have kids. Im sipik biyado, if you could, because of the derabanan. Aval im in sipik biyado, if you can't afford it. Oz, if you can't afford to marry a woman, a young woman who is not, who doesn't have kids. Oz im in lo banim yim k'Rav Sefer Torah. If you don't have any kids, you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah. And to marry a woman who could have kids. Then if you already have kids, you're not mechuyev to sell the Sefer Torah to marry the woman who could have kids. But to marry a woman who can't have kids, but don't stay single. And there's a different problem. It's to staying single will lead to her. Okay? Fine. So basically saying is according to the Rift, so the we really is no machlokas. He just holds everyone agrees with him as the Rabbanan to have more kids. And still the Gemara says, an afkamina to sell a Sefer Torah, which means that you have a right to sell a Sefer Torah for the Deoraisa, which means if you don't have any kids, but if you already do have kids, so then all there is missing the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan doesn't allow you to sell the Sefer Torah.
Okay. Why?
Good question, why?
No, but why?
Oh, why?
Why Sefer Torah? Like, why wouldn't you be able to sell Sefer? I know you're supposed to have on your house, but how can you compare the two between having kids?
Okay. Hold up. Let's just get the facts. We'll get to the question soon, okay? Yeah. Good question. Avothia Svarim de Garcinan Masnis in the Lekar of Yeshua. But according to the other Gersos in the Gemara, like what we have, that it's a machlokas, Mashma de Pligi. Then the Gemara and the Mishnah and Riki, we shall argue. Uler of Yeshua, Filu Ki and Pervirivya. So then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if you're Yotze Puravu, you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah for more kids. For more kids, in other words, then when the Gemara said that you can't sell the Sefer Torah to have additional kids, that was because it was like the Mishnah. But then when but Rabbi Yeshua, he holds his Darabana, and he holds you could sell the Sefer Torah to have more kids. So you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah, even for the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, according to that way. So then what is the difference between the rest and the Rabbanon? So if bottom line is there any difference? So if you sell the Sefer Torah for the rest and for the Rabbanon, and you have for the rest and the Rabbanon, what is the difference? He says, the ha'ikah b'l-Rabbi Yeshua, the ha'ikah This is, there is a nafkamina whether you had kids or not. Let's say you have a, you marry a woman and you're married to her for 10 years. The loyal done, she doesn't have any kids. She can't have any kids. So you chayiv to divorce her, imein l'banim. So imein l'banim, if you haven't had any kids yet, so you have the deraisa, chayiv l'garsha, g'day l'kayim b'ravya, and you have to divorce her in order to have kids, you aren't yotze the deraisa. Im yesh l'banim, but if you already have kids, ain't am chayiv l'garsha. Then you're not a chayiv.
Is adopting kids counted?
No.
It's not.
Has your own kids. I don't think for a halacha they're heterim to not divorce your wife under such a circumstance. But the raisa, you're not yotze with.
If you adopt a kid, you have the same result. Right?
It's, well, the other person had the kid. You're just bringing them up. The mitzvah isn't to bring them up. It's to have to bring them into the world.
Oh, because
that
doesn't change.
What?
These kids would have been Jewish kids anyway.
So yeah, right. Or whatever. The mitzvah isn't just to convert kids. It's to bring them into the world. You know, it's to prove it's to be fruitful.
So this woman is never going to be able to.
Yes, but the woman's not chayav in Peru, you are. That's the
right,
point.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So she's not. So the raisa, you have a mitzvah peruvu. So you want to stay married to her. Okay, that's nice. But you have a mitzvah peruvu. Again, I think nowadays they're a terim or whatever. But the ikra din, that's all. That's all.
We don't do like surrogates, do we?
What?
Is that allowed?
Circuits?
Surrogate.
Oh, surrogates. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, they had to have to have another woman have your kid for you. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
Because then you can stay married to her and have this kid and somebody else.
I don't think so, but I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, there are a lot of shilas in this area. There's also shilas, there's all kinds of shilas. Let's leave it there. Okay, so he says like this. He says, why are you not chayav to divorce her from the Darabanan? So he explains. He says, there be shul lo kamar el chachila. Yisa Isha Bizik Nusa. Shivas Bani, you're Machli, you should marry. He's only saying you should marry another woman to have kids. What he's not saying is you must divorce your original wife. He's just saying that if you could, then you should marry a woman who has Bas Bani. But if you're already married, he's not Machayev, the Rabbon's not Machayev to divorce your wife. Which is interesting. We hopefully we'll explain that. But we have other things to deal with for now. Okay, so let's get back to the Sefer Torah. So the punchline of the thing here is the facts are that the Gemara says in Megillah, you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah for a kid from your wife to get married, to have kids. Question is that definitely everyone agrees if you have zero kids, you're definitely allowed to do that? So here's the thing. It's a good question, but you're not allowed to just sell the Sefer Torah in general. Let's say I need some cash, okay? I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car. I'm not allowed to sell Sefer Torah, so why not?
Because everyone has a chiyuv to own them.
Okay, let's say I already own a Sefer Torah. I own five
Sefer
Torah.
You can't just use that money to buy something
mundane. Yeah, right. My other Kaddish Shlomo Ridim. Right, exactly. Torah is not money, it's not a commodity. A Torah is the Kaddish Sefer Torah is such that you can't, it's like you're rendering it just another tool, another monetary thing. It's basically the Torah, right? Because the idea is like this is the ultimate thing. To take it and to sell it, it would be like to sell your grandmother's dishes or I don't know, whatever. There's an idea is like it is the intrinsic highest status. Exactly. You're lowering the status and you're rendering it a mere tool to buy a car. You know, so you can use it. But if you're selling it to learn Torah, so that's like higher. The ultimate is the learning Torah is the ultimate. So then you're allowed to. And you're also allowed to because of having a kid.
What about another mitzvah?
Just learning Torah. We can get to this.
Learning
Torah is on the understand. But Puravu is, you understand. But having kids is kind of funny, right?
Especially if other mitzvahs are not.
Yeah.
No, Puravu is one of the biggest mitzvahs.
Okay, good. So we'll get to this. Who said? Good question. So there's a good tosis here. But basically, what does it mean? I guess it means is like to want to marry, if you don't have any money. So you're not going to be able to get married. You have to support your wife. You're going to have to get a ksuba. And it's just not so you have to have money, right? The guy's totally poor. He's not going to be able to get it. No one's going to want to marry him. He's not going to support her, put food on the table. So you may say, listen, I'll sell my Torah. I have a Torah. I'll get some extra money. I'll be able to, you know. Even so, it has to be the last thing you sell. You can't, like, be holding all kinds of good, you know, other stuff, a car and whatever. It has to be, but whatever. There is a... So there's a tosis. So I think in order to get into this, we have to understand a little bit about why you have a right to sell the Torah for approval altogether. So the Gemara says because of the pasuk. It's very interesting. The Gemara Megillah, which brings it down, it says Bishun Dachsev this pasuk lo sovaral shavas yitzar, which means God didn't create the world for nothing. Rather, He created it to be populated. So Tosfos, let's look at Tosfos and Gittin. Tosfos and Gittin is interesting. It's Mem Aleph on the base. We'll start Mem Aleph on the base. You can look at the Mishnah, actually. Before you do Tosfos, look at the Mishnah. Mem Aleph Mara. So it has a case of a person who's a Misha Chetzi Ovid Chetzi Ben Chol. Okay, so a guy is a half slave, half Ovid. Half slave, half Ben Chol. Okay, how does that work? How's he half and half? So the case is you have two owners or partners, and one of them frees him, and the other one doesn't. So is in terms of money, it's like he's a half and half kind of guy. So what happens? So the Gemara says, Ovid is Rabo Yom Echad, Ves Asma Yom Echad. So he works for himself one day and his master the other day. Okay, you work out a monetary split. It's very good for his master. You worked it out. But what about vis-a-vis him? Vis-a-vis his marital status. Lisa Shivcha, yeah, sorry, he can't marry a Shivcha because an Eved marries a Shivcha. And the Shikvar Chatzi Ben Chorin because the half of him was Ben Chorin. He's not allowed to marry a Shivcha. Bas Chorin, yeah, sorry, to marry, he can't marry a free woman, Shikvar Chatzi Oven, because he's half the Eved. Yivate, else you'll say, so tough breaks, don't have any, don't marry anyone. But the whole world was created for Peruvu. The world wasn't created for nothing, it was created to populate. So this is basically Tikkun Olam, you force his master to pray. Okay?
How do you get out of that? How do you force him?
How do you force him? It's a good question.
Can you buy him out? Can you sell a Sefer Torah to buy him out so that you can?
I don't think. I think it's saying the Rabbonon are just mechayev you to take a hit. The master has to take a hit and he has to say yes to him. That's the point of Bishamai. What?
Doesn't really take a hit, though, right?
Why?
Because he gets a star for half his worth, I
thought. Yeah, why not?
Oh. No, the other half. He's not going to sell. He doesn't have to sell him.
I thought that you like owe him now whatever half you're worth. You off in money or something.
I don't know if that's the case. You're just freeing him? No, he's freeing him. I see. Because of Shtar Al-Khatsi Damav. Oh, you're right. Because of Shtar Al-Khatsi Damav, so what does that mean? I mean, he owes him. He owes him a debt. I think you're right. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. You mean, you don't force him to take a hit, so he just needs to know him. But normally, if my servant wants to be free and to take the Al, he'll owe me the money, I could say, no, sorry, I'm not freeing you. I like you. Mm-hmm. But here, the Rabbanan stepped in order for a Tikkun Olam so that he'll be able to be involved in Peruvu. So they allowed it. Look at Rashi. He says, Yotzer Haaretz, the creator of the world, Lo Al Tohu, he didn't create it on emptiness, Lios Reikonis, to be empty, Barosa, Kiyem L'Shabas, to be populated, Lios Ba'yishav Yitzaro, to be population. He created it. Okay, so because of this idea, you have a right to free or to free him. They force you to free him. So look at Tosis. Lo Sovara L'Shabas Yitzaro. It says, Ha de lo nakad kra de peruvu, right? What was lo sovra? That's the pasuk of the deraisa, it's peruvu, it's not lo sovra. There's a pasuk in Yeshayo. Why are you quoting that pasuk? Quote the deraisa pasuk of the mitzvah for peruvu. He says, no. Mishum di have yachol kayim sheves kalduhu. If he could have been mekayim sheves, he could have had a kid somehow. Okay? Mishum mitzvah peruvu lo ve kafinamai. Just because of the technical mitzvah of peruvu, let's say he'd somehow be able to have a kid, but it wouldn't be Yotze, the mitzvah of Peruvu. I don't know, whatever reason. Okay, like they say, if an Eved has a kid, and then he gets freed, his kid isn't Miuchas, it's not his kid, he's not Yotze, whatever. But it's, so the thing is, the idea is it's not because of the mitzvah of Peruvu that we have the right to do it, but it's because of this idea of L'Shavas Yitzhar, that God created the world for Shavas. It says, V'halcha gafino like the kid Pirashnim. Inami, I'll explain a little more, but Inami, Nakar Haikra, Mishon, the Mucha, the Mitzvah Rabbah. This pasuk shows that it's an important mitzvah. Just, look, there's a lot of mitzvahs. Like you said, look, you can't sell for a lulav. You can't sell yourself for a lulav. So why is this any different? So the idea of Lo Sovra means the whole world was created. Lo Sovra, God didn't create it for nothing. He created it to be populated. So it shows that it's a Mitzvah Rabbah. And then he says, "V'chein perik basin de Megillah, ma'isi lo gabe mocher sefer Torah l'lmod Torah v'leisa isha." This is an argument, the Gemara Megillah, which says you have a right to sell a sefer Torah for to get married. The ka'amar shiny tami Torah, the amar margadol tami Torah, isha nami lo sovra. So it says the Gemara in the Megillah, when it says why you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah for a peruvu, it cites this pasuk of lo sovra. It doesn't cite the pasuk of peruvu. So it says because peruvu itself is just a regular mitzvah. You could argue it's a regular mitzvah. But how do you know it's such an important mitzvah? So lo sovra shows you that God gets, it's part of why God created the world was for, to populate the world. So this is no ordinary mitzvah. That's why you free your force and free your eved. That's why it's you sell sefer Torah for it. So it's based upon this idea of the Shabbos. It's,
but normally we're not allowed to, like, try and figure out the Sahara.
It's true. Numbers. It's interesting. I know, it's true. I mean, you don't normally go into this kind of thing. I mean, here... Yeah. Yeah, right. It's true. But here, I guess it's saying is, like, the Pasuk is... It's not just, like, Stam trying to figure out the Mitzvah Kala and Mitzvah Chamura. It's the Pasuk is... It's open Pasuk that it's a Mitzvah Chamura because it's saying is, this is why God created the world. It's saying is, it's not... Based upon those things, not based upon the technical mitzvah, but it's because of the chomer of the mitzvah, which is because of this pasuk. The pasuk reveals how serious, significant the mitzvah is. Okay. So with that background, okay. So I guess you'll say it's not like a bizei the Torah. Here it is. You're using the Torah to
the purpose
of the whole world, to fulfill the purpose of the world. Okay. So now we have to get into our question. Do you have a right to sell the Sefer Torah for the mitzvah of the Rabbanan? You're ready, Yosef the Deoraisa. You have two kids, a son and a daughter. Now you want to have more kids because of the Rabbanan. So there's a machlokas between, I guess, the Ref, who holds you don't, and the Rosh, who holds you do. And the Torah brings down the machlokas. I forget how we hold. I think we hold you do. We all do that. The Shulchan Aruch. I looked it up. I forget what he says, but I think he holds you do. Okay, but what happens? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, they're definitely Rishonim on both sides. So the question is, what's the Svara to say that you would or you would not, that the Heter to sell a Sefer Torah would or would not apply for the Darabana? But remember, we hold by the Darabana. Forget the fact the other way of learning that it's just two. We hold, definitely hold, that there is a mitzvah d'rabanan. So we hold the d'oraisa is just 3 years. So really, the d'oraisa is to be fruitful, have many kids. The minimum is two, but the d'rabanan will chayiv you to keep having more. Now, because it's for this d'rabanan, you have a right to sell that. I would be with Yaakov here. Okay? Let me ask you a question like this. Is the Kedusha Sefer Torah for the d'oraisa or d'rabanan? D'oraisa. Is the Isser to sell a Sefer Torah to buy a car? Is that d'oraisa or d'rabanan? That's the Raisa. I mean, there's a violation of the Sefer Torah. Right? So, now, you're telling me that, and you can't violate the Sefer Torah for mitzvahs, the Raisa. You want to really take a little tough break. This is the Sefer Torah, which is the Raisa. You can't just push aside the Sefer Torah. Now there's a Chiddush. Hold on a second. Now there's a Chiddush that there are two mitzvahs, the Raisa, two important, the most important mitzvahs in the Torah, which allow you to push aside the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is so chamor, but there are two mitzvahs which allow you to push it aside, right? This is your reasoning, right? Yeah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the Mitzvah of Peruvu. Because this is the whole world that's created for Peruvu, and for Talmud Torah is in the same... It's easier to see Talmud Torah, Sefer Torah, those in the same ballpark. Those are a Mati, the thing. But now the Rabbanan come along and decide and extend the Torah and our Machmir and, you know, say that you're chayev to Lo Sasor, you have to, you know, whatever. So now, on the surface, you'd say the Rabbanan can't push aside the Kedusha Sefer Torah.
Right.
It's an added Darabanan. So look, it's important. You can't just go against Darabanan because you want to. But after all, if you see, even Darabanan don't push aside Kedusha Sefer Torah. All other Darabanan don't push it aside. Now you're telling me Darabanan come along and say Darabanan, and now that's going to push aside Kedusha Sefer Torah. That, I think, is a burden of proof is to show, to argue that Darabanan could be pushed aside Darabanan. Because on the surface, it could be like Kedusha Sefer Torah. On the surface, the whole thing itself, you see, it's such a hard thing to do is to put it to sell Sefer Torah. Right, so that's what I would say. I'm with Yaakov on that. That's your thing. So the question then is, instead of now, could we try to defend the other side? You know, how are you going to answer that question?
It's
my point is, why do I go to get them, and why do I bring that in? So we're trying to figure out what's the sense to say that Peruvu the Rabbanan is docha or is not docha. But if we don't understand, like presumably, is relevant to the discussion is what's the sense of saying Peruvu is docha in the first place. So the Gemara, the Tosfos Gittin is showing you that it's based upon this idea of Losovara. It's not just because it's another mitzvah zaseh, but it's because it's a mitzvah zaseh, which is the purpose of the world. So that's giving you the backdrop with which you understand the idea of what the proof of being Docha Skiva Seva Torah. So presumably, if you want to understand whether a detail of proof of the Rabbanon is Docha Skiva Seva Torah, you have to understand at least the basic framework of where it comes from, the whole idea of the proof of Docha. You know?
So